In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, a sacred voice is calling you. From out of the sky, a sacred voice is calling. Behold, a sacred voice is calling you. All out of the sky, a sacred voice is calling. Hear this poem from Muriel Rukeyser. Now again we see that all is unbegun. The only danger is not going far enough. If we go deep enough, we reach the common life, the shared experience of humanity, and the world of possibility. But if we do not go deep enough, if we live only halfway, there's only obscurity, vulgarity, the slang of fashion, and several kinds of death. Once again, all is unbegun. Every day, we must start anew. Every day. It appears those things which are most difficult, evil, and wicked just keep rolling on, don't they? But to live lives of faith that matter, we must begin anew. Every day. The only danger is not going far enough. If we go deep enough into the communion of life, like Jesus, like Saint Francis, like Mother Teresa, like Gandhi and so many others, if we go deep enough into the communion of life, we come to the shared life and the world of possibility. But if we're only living halfway, there, this is the realm of obscurity, vulgarities, a sense of defeat, the slang fashion. All people can talk about, what's new, what's new, what's new? And several kinds of death. Deceit, greed, power. There's a little bit of Tai Chi. Perhaps to yourself you're saying right now, that's nice. A little weird. So what? If you know it from the inside, it's magic. When our friend Greg talks about animals, we go, that's nice. And Greg is saying, you missed the point! Right? When Chuck talks about food, we go, yum. He's saying, but it's life! And in every one of our fields, whatever Mark is talking about in astrophysics, I mean, who knows? He's saying, this is so cool! Right? And the teachers say, to behold a child learning, do you see the magic? And the treasurer just loves to add up numbers, you know, especially the bigger they get, the better. She loves that. And some of us go, oh, yeah. Unless we see things from the inside, they don't matter to us, right? And this is what Jesus is trying to give us, is insight from the inside of who God is. And it's very difficult, because it requires a reorienting of ourselves, right? To see who God is from the inside. This God of peace. Great, great ancient teaching which says there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Jesus was baptized by John into the Teshuva movement. This was not a Christian baptism. All right? People in his day were overwhelmed. The Romans had been occupying Israel for decades. There was exploitation. Oppression, impoverishment was vast in the century around Jesus' lifetime. So this is Jesus' lifetime, right? The century holding that. There were 50,000 to maybe 100,000 crucifixions. And the people said, we have no future. Where do we turn? It's as if we're abandoned forever. And so they began going into the desert where John was to be baptized into the Teshuva movement, the turn and return to God movement. Only God can speak to us. Only God can give us the insights we need. The clarity we're hungry for. And Jesus, after his baptism, was driven even further into the desert for 40 days, which is where the Lenten season comes from. 40 days of intense aloneness and solitude. Because this is how we mature and actually become human beings, is when we face and work with our own aloneness. It's very hard, isn't it, to face who we are and how we feel and how we react and respond to others and to be alone, not lonely, to be alone. And if we don't do it, then we live at the whim and the mercy of everyone else, especially the weapon of fear. How often don't we get that message every day? Fear, 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 be afraid. There's no future. There's no chance. You turn on the TV, fear! Everything's worse! That's halfway living. That's only halfway, right? To go to and through and into the fears is where we can discover the courage and the clarity we need to live. This is classically called lamenting. To lament. To not know where future lies, but to open oneself to the pain of that experience. Virtually all cultures would practice lamenting. Indigenous folks around the world, certainly Judaism. Native Americans in our own country. Black Elk was a great shaman of the Lakota tribe. He lived where Bev and I worked for a summer, South Dakota, Nebraska. And he said, 150 years ago, he said, in the old days, our people would always lament. Perhaps to go off by themselves, fasting, praying, vision questing, But the people were always lamenting. We would beg God for vision. We would beg God for courage. We would beg God for healing of those who were suffering. But most importantly, we would beg God to realize ourselves that all of life is communion and we belong to it. Because if we don't realize this, we cannot be human. We beg God to remember God is source of our lives. It's amazing, not one human being you will ever meet on this planet asks to be alive. Not one. And we get to experience this miracle. To what are you willing to give yourself endlessly? Like the Creator. To what are you willing to give yourself endlessly? Like our Creator, who has endlessly given us life. The Lenten season is often misunderstood as a time for spiritual heroes. Only the tried and true, only those handful of you who are truly dedicated to figuring out God's will and doing it will attain the Easter prize. Who are you this morning? Come on. Who are the real disciples in the group? Oh, that is such a lie. It's a terrible, terrible lie. Because our calling is to live into our baptismal calling. Who are each of us? What gifts and skills have we been given? What's the fruition of our lives? Through vocation and avocation, through utilizing our capacities and capabilities for the well-being and the encouraging of others, how do we blossom like the trees around us? You remember, don't you, that we only blossom in the presence of people who are lovely and who encourage us? Right? The negative people, we walk into the presence, I gotta get out of here. Everything's cramped and crimped, isn't it? Just, how do you blossom, friends? That's the Lenten invitation. Where's the joy? What makes you happy to be alive? What bolsters your courage? And how can you encourage others? That's the Lenten discipline. To become a child of God. In love with life. In love with possibilities. That's what it is to go deep towards that communion of all life. When Jesus approached Jerusalem at the end of his life, he broke into tears. He said, "Would that you knew the things that make for peace." And on the Mount of Olives, opposite Jerusalem, there is what's called the Teardrop Chapel, commemorating this moment of Jesus' deep lament. It's not just for Jerusalem, it's for all of us. Would that you knew the things that make for peace. And he broke down, begging God to understand what they are. The difficulty with living in the empire, and this is true always. It used to be Greece or Rome or China or the Aztecs or Timbuktu, right? No empire lasts forever. The difficulty with living inside the empire is we don't believe in lamenting. There's got to be something out there to fix it. Or the infrastructure. Or new technology. Something. Something. And we don't let the pain of a lament open us up so that we can blossom. If we lament, if we cry out, if we listen, God will respond. It may be a long haul, but God will always give insights so that we can see from the inside of God where life is to be found. If we don't lament, we're stuck halfway and nothing changes. There are only several kinds of petty deaths devouring our days. God already tried decimating humanity in the days of Noah. And God teshuvahed. God repented. Isn't that great in the Bible? God repented. God turned around and said, "Never again will I do that. And the sign of my promise to you for a new life is the rainbow." And the most beautiful thing about the rainbow is not the colors. It's that the bow and arrow is pointed away from us. That's the point. When will we learn to stop shooting each other? When? And because we are stuck, Christ offers His life, an act of compassion which is boundless and beautiful and absurd and life-giving. The Eucharist makes and shapes the life of the church so that we, the church, can make and shape the life of the world into a Eucharist. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Behold, a sacred voice is calling you all over the sky. A sacred voice is calling. Behold, a sacred voice is calling you all over the sky. A sacred voice is calling. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.